As President Obama guides the country, we were wondering just what investments he uses. According to the latest disclosure of his financials, Obama holds the bulk of his investing assets in U.S. Treasury bonds with a range of between $1 million and more than $5 million. One has to wonder how a junior politician and now President of the United States managed to amass more than $5 million. And where exactly did he get it? He's obviously not part of the middle class or lower middle class or even lower class. Although he pretends to be a champion for these classes, he indeed is what we would call upper class. He won't have to worry about drawing on his Social Security, and even if the money printing that he authorizes inflates part of his purchasing power away, him and his family will have plenty left to see them through the rest of their lives. That aside, are you curious about what he holds in his account? He has between $100,000 and $265,000 in two different checking accounts. To save for his kids' college tuition, he has between $100,000 and $200,000 in two 529 savings plans. The vast majority of his mutual fund holdings are in the Vanguard FTSE Social Index Fund, symbol VFTSX, with a range between $115,000 and $250,000. It is not required that he post the exact amount, only within a dollar range. According to the Vanguard site, the fund that he holds consists mostly of U.S. large and mid-sized companies that meet certain social and environmental criteria. The fund's top holdings, according to the Vanguard site, are J.P. Morgan Chase, the banking conglomerate, Apple, Google, Intel, Qualcomm, McDonald's, Bank of America, Amgen, CVS Caremark, and Gilead Sciences. A somewhat diversified portfolio as long as stocks are concerned. As you can see from his investments, he is a fan of the stock market. It makes no mention of him holding any gold or silver or bonds of any type other than the U.S. Treasuries. You have to wonder who picked these funds for him or whether he picked them himself. I would not rush out and buy any of these funds, nor would I buy any of the stocks in these funds, just because the president holds them. You have to realize that his holdings are going to be made public, so he must be shown to have support for the broad stock market and many popular companies. You won't find any foreign stocks here. His preference for social and environmental criteria is impressive, but when you look at the performance of green funds or social funds or environmental funds, they are poor, in my opinion, to say the least. The reason being, many environmental companies or social companies are startup companies. They also have alternative energy. Alternative energy historically goes up when the price of oil goes up. But when the price of oil comes down, people forget about alternative energy and the stocks will get hammered. As far as volatility is concerned, green funds and social funds can be more volatile than most. I don't hold any social or environmental funds for the very reason that they are volatile. Historically, they don't perform very well. And I really have no way of verifying whether the companies are really green or environmentally friendly. How do I know the CEO is green or any of the officers is green? I always say that if you wish to support social, environmental, or green criteria in your investing, do so by direct contributions locally. At least that's how I do it. I invest in just about anything I can find that I think is going to make money and be safe. That would include some companies that are not environmentally friendly. But if you look on your finger and you have any gold rings or gold chains around your neck or any jewelry, you have invested in one of the most polluting industries on the planet. Mining, historically, is very bad for the environment, yet you hold your jewelry and don't give a second thought about it. In fact, it's very difficult not to invest in a company or participate in a company's products that is environmentally damaging in some way or another. Plastic on your dashboard, plastic containers holding your food, your computer screen, all these things contributed to damage in the environment. So how do you ensure that at least you participate in improving the planet's climate and the quality of our environment? You can do this by donating to our local green institutions such as Wolf Creek Alliance, the Sierra Club, or Greenpeace, or whatever your fancy as far as environmental support. In this way, you know that your dollars are going direct to the institution and will probably make a big difference. After all, $1,000 in a green fund is not as effective as if you gave $1,000 to Wolf Creek. It is not a good idea, in my opinion, to mix personal preferences with investing. The two generally don't mix. President Obama, on the other hand, because he is in the limelight, must show that he is a supporter of green and environmental issues, and we really can't blame him for that. If the stock market goes down, will President Obama be in the same boat? Of course he will. He hasn't taken a peek at our Money Matters Dream portfolio, or probably listened to any of our shows. But whatever he holds, it's best not to emulate him. You should watch out for you, number one, and do so by seeking a qualified financial advisor. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. And don't forget, there's another Money Matters upcoming this Thursday entitled The Mighty U.S. Dollar. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.